My name is Mrs. Stewart. I live in Albany. I want to thank the station for the program on the 29th of December, Thursday, which rebroadcast FDR's speech on the Four Freedoms. It was enthralling to hear it.
Hi, my name is Doug Mack, and I'm calling from Bristol, Vermont. And I wanted to just thank you for playing the Leon Russell Remembrance on Monday morning. I was going to roll over and go back to bed when my wife's radio came on and couldn't get back to sleep listening to Memories of Leon. Now with tears running down my eyes, I'm thanking WANC so much for having that on.
This is Mary Lynch. My town is Postonkill, New York. I teach at Albany Law School. And I just want to comment on the panel, and particularly Rich Honig, a wonderful graduate of Albany Law, and that I think the kind of loans that he and I were able to take out back in the day are no longer available. The interest on the loans is different. The students I have at a private school are also working full-time in their second and third year while trying to get a law degree. And the whole structure of loans and grants, and particularly who provides them, is vastly different than when I paid for college and worked and took out loans when I was living in the Bronx. So I do think we have to update our information about what the structure of grants and loans are.
Hello, my name is Tracy Timberman. I'm calling from Rotterdam. And I just listened to the roundtable this morning on Wednesday, and there was a discussion about having free college on the state level for people making less than $125,000 a year. And Rich made the statement that he would not hire somebody if this became a free ride for them, because it would seem to him that they would not have the gumption that he was looking for when hiring somebody. I would have had much more respect for that statement if Rich had said he would not hire anyone who did not pay, have to pay for their college education.
This is Dee Fryer. I'm in Cornwall, New York. I just wanted to say thanks to Joe Donahue, and thanks also to the entire roundtable team for setting aside an entire hour for your fascinating and frightening interview with Malcolm Nance, the author of The Plot to Hack America. It was a fine example of just why WAMC is an indispensable part of our democracy.
Hi, this is David Schufelt, Millerton, New York. It seems that the top news item seems to be this testimony by James Clapper, head of the CIA, to the congressional committees. And I think the news is remiss in not reminding the audience that this is the James Clapper who a couple years ago told a bold-faced lie to these same congressional committees that the United States government, the CIA, and the NSA were not collecting data on the American people. And they were. I think that hurts his credibility with regard to his strong assertions about the Russians.